Ho, ho, ho! You're listening to The Owl on UCFM 87.8, coming to you live from Ngunnawal country. Ho, 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 ho!
Welcome to 12 Things, The Owl's annual Christmas special. I'm Leela.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Tia. And every day this week, we'll be wrapping up our favourite things from the year that's been.
From 2023's news stories to events, our top owl picks, best moments on air, and our build-up to Christmas, we've got a hoot of a week planned.
Each episode, we'll count down 12 of our favourite things in each category, remembering 2023 for its highs, its lows, and its most memorable moments, to us anyways.
Today, let's travel back in time through entertainment, politics, and the cost of living issues for our top news stories of the year.
First, a Christmas fun fact for everyone. Did you know people have been sending Christmas cards since 1843?
Wow.
There you go.
That's a long time ago.
At the time, Sir Henry Cole, who was a British inventor, worked as a senior civil servant and had helped set up what would become the post office, and he wanted to try and encourage it to be used by ordinary people. His idea of Christmas cards was created, and they were initially sold for only 1 shilling each, and the custom slowly became more popular throughout the years.
Oh. Imagine that. Do you guys send Christmas cards?
I do. I love Christmas cards. I send cards throughout the year. Like, I have a packet of stamps in my bag right now.
Oh, wow.
I generally have stamps on me at all times, so
I don't think the last time I sent it, primary school would have been the last time I sent, like, Christmas, you know, when you get a little Christmas card, you're like, Dear Sarah. And then you had like the text already written,
yes.
Merry Christmas, and you're like, love Maddie. And then a little candy cane in the envelope, and then you'd pass it to everyone in the classroom.
Well,
so
yeah. You've got time to send Christmas cards, because Christmas card day is actually on the 9th of December. Send Christmas cards.
Oh, wow.
It's written on my calendar. I write it every year.
Is that like an actual thing? Is that an
if you
actual?
Google it, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't just make up the day.
Yeah. So it's probably so they get there on time.
Maybe.
Is that why?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Get your Christmas cards.
Maybe I'll have to do it this year.
Maybe. Well, time to slay into today's topic, which is top 12 news stories. So, as we all know, both of you definitely know, because you both work in newsy roles, a lot has happened this year. One of my first picks I chose was obviously a massive one from this year, is the Israel and Hamas war. It actually only started on the 7th of October. Can you believe it? Like, it's 6 weeks ago or something, but it feels like it's gone for ages.
I actually remember because I was at Stonefest here at UC, and like my friend and I went out to get a drink, and I was like, have you seen this? It's going up. And it was like on some small like Instagram page, and we were trying to figure out if it was real or not. And then like the next few days it was blowing
up. Just snowballed from there.
It hasn't gotten any better. So.
No. Obviously the ceasefire has provided some relief for people and trying to get the hostages out, but hopefully they can just stop it in total would be great.
Yeah.
But
because if they can do a ceasefire, just stop at all.
And generally, obviously, it's awful for anyone that's involved. Mm. But I think as well, when Australians were over there, it kind of felt very close to home because you're like, you know, that could be anyone traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
you're obviously glad that people are back home, but mm-hmm. you also have to think people are still suffering over there. People are being killed every day. So, it's something that needs to be continued to, you know, be resolved as war.
Definitely.
I don't know, you know, how do you resolve war?
Yeah. Right? Oh, very hard.
That's definitely. and obviously 2023, you know, when you look back on a year and you go, oh my God, what has happened this year? And then you realize, count down like the things that have happened. And yeah. obviously we have counted, you know, only 12 things, but there's so much more. But a massive thing in Australia, and it will go down in history, is the Voice referendum.
Yep.
Obviously a massive political element to 2023. Some things were good, some things were bad, but I think we definitely did see how politics really impact everyday life as well.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone doesn't know, I don't know how you don't know, but it didn't go through. Australia did vote no, with all states and territories, but ACT voting yes. We even had a week of mourning afterwards. But I think the build up to the 14th of October was so, and I don't know if it was just me because, you know, we're in media all the time,
yeah.
but everywhere was, what are you doing? What are you voting? You could see it on people's shirts that they were wearing, on posters.
Stickers everywhere.
But it became actually really, it was actually a political fight, basically. It was, you're voting yes, you vote, political divide.
Yeah.
So we've really seen that this year. So it'll be interesting to see the future of politics and where that goes from there, because, you know, it was voted no, so where do we go from there?
Yeah.
This is slightly on a more light note. something that I followed quite closely was Erin Patterson and her Beef Wellington poisoning. That's that story. I just find it so dubious that, I don't know, I just think it was a really fascinating thing that, you know, it's always that thing of who do you believe sort of in these sort of situations where, you know, she served, had guests round to dinner, served them, and then I think it was two of them passed away because of the mushrooms were poisonous.
Yeah.
You did say lighter note.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Well,
it did stop people from eating mushrooms.
It did.
So people were worried. Yeah. But, you know, well, it's alleged, and obviously there's, you know, there's a court case now, but investigation and all that. But did she do it? Did she not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't need to answer.
Here's my, I don't know. It's just all the evidence of, I just find it kind of weird that if you're having a dinner party, why would you make something that you're going to pick the food at?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
If I was having a dinner party, this is my time to shine. I'm going to pick what I want to eat. Like,
well, so. She definitely shined and,
she'll be shining for a while. Another big one for us this year, but it's actually happening next year, is Skyfire is back. They've announced it like a month and a half ago, I think, saying 16th of March next year will be Skyfire back in Canberra. Hasn't happened in 5 years. Can you believe? Wow. 5 years. And it was just obviously from the bushfires. It was too dangerous, too warm, and then COVID. Yep. And now they have heaps of fireworks stashed away. So they're ready for it.
Are they doing fireworks or are they going to do drones? That's what we'll find out.
Yeah, I guess.
A drone show.
We'll have to go and see.
Yeah. But I wonder, like, because obviously that was big news for Canberrans. Anyone else listening outside of Canberra is like, well, what is Skyfire? But I think it's just that bringing the community together for, you know, good music and by the lake, you know, we've got a really iconic lake. So bringing them right next to it is, awesome.
Definitely, again. And they say that, like, at least a third of ACT's population goes every time it is on. So, I mean, it is a big thing for Canberrans to enjoy and go to and just spend the day.
Definitely. Wow. Well, the second one that I have, and we're just going, like, these are really intense. These are intense news stories for the year. I guess the last, you know, 2 years we had the C word, COVID. And then, you know, as a backlash, I suppose, from that is been high cost of living.
Yep.
I think every day there's something in the news about inflation, if you've heard that word, or what the bank is doing, what the RBA is doing. So obviously people are struggling with cost of living. Wages haven't gone up. They're stayed the same, but things have gotten more expensive. People aren't able to, you know, afford the general necessities, or they're having to choose between, you know, going out for dinner and, Anglicare, Vinnies, they've all received high people coming in and they're not the people that they usually see, you know, they're two income family households that are needing support. Yeah. So it's definitely something that needs to be relieved. I don't know how they do that, but it's affecting everyone, whether you are, you know, two income or single person living, renting, owning the home. There's a lot of being a blame on different people. Apparently our, retirees are spending all our money and living it up. But at the same time, they've just been in COVID for the last 2 years, so they couldn't spend money.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why wouldn't you? So I don't think it's going away for 2024. No. But hopefully we get some space. relief. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Hasn't it already gotten worse?
Well, that's
how
the
much
thing.
Worse are we getting?
The only way we can counteract it is with a... interest rates, like you said, with the RBA. So they have to get to a certain point because they're not high enough at the moment, but there's talk that they'll be coming, like 2024, they'll go up a bit more. And then if inflation is under control, in air quotations, then hopefully we'll go back to normal again, air quotations.
There's
who knows?
So much to it as well. Like so many elements, what are we meant to do, right?
Exactly. Grow mushrooms, apparently. We can only grow our own food and survive.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the second one that I picked, it wasn't all that massive, but I thought it was pretty cool, is a Brisbane facility have started manufacturing needle-free vaccine patches. It's obviously does the same thing as a vaccine, but it's just this patch that sits on your skin and then it just sort of absorbs in, which I think is pretty cool because I am not the biggest fan of getting injections. it's a trial and a tribulation, but I think it's a really great thing to get that out there, and I think it's a lot more accessible as well then for, you know, easier to administer in some places.
Yeah.
So, which I think is pretty exciting, and the government also said that it will provide over 200 jobs as well for people to work on it.
Wow.
Which is pretty exciting.
That's impressive.
That's interesting.
I know.
Yeah. I did not even hear about that.
No,
so
neither.
I'm shocked. That's wild. So there you go.
I know. Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Save on some sharps for sure.
Some sharps.
Because imagine with all the COVID boosters and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How many needles would they have gone through?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's a lot of environmental thing as well.
Yeah. But there's obviously going to be like plastic that goes on the patches.
True.
So
that's true.
What?
And does the patch
rise on the plastics?
Yeah. Let's not delve into that. Another one I picked was Australia's biggest brands reshoot ads to include people with disabilities, which I thought was really, really cool. You've probably seen the ad on TV with Amy, the insurance company,
Then
the lady who sings the song with her dog standing in front of the camera.
I've not seen
this.
And she's blind, but then they show actually how they make the ads of her singing the Lucky You're With Amy. And this is all because of the Shift 20 initiative, which was launched by Dylan Alcott to promote disability representation, inclusion and accessibility in Australia's advertising and media landscape. So he's promoting to get more people with disabilities in front of the camera and not just behind.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
That's
awesome. Definitely. My third one is, now it's a bit random, but not random, but renewable energy, obviously, and net zero. So we've obviously gone from, maybe people are recognizing that climate change is a thing, or at least, we're having to do something to eliminate carbon emissions, I suppose. But with moving towards that, there's ways that they think are the best options. Maybe they are the best options. No one knows. No one's ever done it before. but of course, where comes great ideas or bad ideas will always come backlash. Transmission lines, solar panels, they're having to be built, and they're not at just a small scale, they're a much bigger scale. So communities, in regional towns have been, fighting back. So it's been a lot of talk about how do we actually move to net zero? What is the best way of doing it? And no one knows, but people have a lot of opinions. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a continuous battle.
Definitely.
Because there's always people for it and people against it.
Exactly. Yeah. And this week, Australia announced that we're actually not on track to meeting the climate target. So because, there's been a lot of back and forth this year, but at the same time, no one knows exactly how to do it. So, of course, there's going to be people questioning, is this the right option?
Yeah.
And for me personally, building a massive, power line where, you know, farmers have never had land there, you know, have had pure land before, is a big ask or a big change at least. So it's, it's fair enough that people are getting mad about it.
Definitely, yeah.
That's something to and electric cars,
forth,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And the back and forth takes time. And then, you know, time is not really what we have, exactly. But it's what you have to take to get to the... Yeah,
definitely. So we'll see what happens. That's definitely going to continue in 2024. I can assure you that.
All right, my next one was the OpenAI CEO drama, because he was the like I said, CEO of OpenAI. He was fired and then brought back 2 days later.
Imagine that.
Happens to us all the time.
I just would love to know what happened within those 2 days for them to go, okay, yeah, let's get him back, guys.
Yeah.
Because he got a job like with Microsoft with like as their CEO then, or not CEO, but like high up there. Did they then go, oh, wait, he knows everything about our company. Mm. Should we get him back?
Probably.
Definitely. There's been a lot of firings this year. Big bosses, Optus CEO.
Mm. Well, she resigned.
Resigned. Qantas CEO.
Yeah.
So it's been big for the
big people who make a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all we're safe.
The baby ever safe.
Oh, dear. Well, my last one is actually the Optus outage, which happened like a couple of weeks ago. And it was out for 14 hours, which I didn't realize. And then I don't want to say it's an excuse of a reward, but they're only offering 200 gig free data for 3 months, which, I mean, it's generous, but do you really need that much data? Like, why don't you give them a discount or something on everyone's bills because of the cost of living and whatever, but they need to make their millions. Anyway, but I felt like for me and my partner, it was the last straw with Optus, because we are with Optus. Earlier the year, we were overseas and there was just so many issues with our international roaming as well. And then we're talking to Optus on the app and they're just not helping and we're going in circles. And I was like, guys, watch out. And then this happened. So we're like, yeah, okay. We're done. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, drama.
Did it affect you guys? Like, because I'm not with Optus.
No, I'm not with Optus either.
Oh, yeah. So we were like, I felt like a queen that day. Everything was working. And these little plebes, these were Optus users, were like, sorry, we can't like our TikToks or whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, it didn't affect us specifically because we were working actually together that day. So we were not in need of contacting each other.
I love that you two are the only people you can talk to.
Well, if they're next to each other, that's it. There's no need for
But people. Then they were saying like so many 000 calls could not go through because of this outage. And then they go, yeah, you need to have a backup. And I was like, well, what are you supposed to do? Have a phone with Telstra as a backup?
Because
your Optus one doesn't work.
Mm. Yes.
No.
And especially because families normally, you know, get family plans and things like that. So, you know, mum's on Optus plus dad's on Optus and then their kids, you know. So, I definitely think they lost a lot of not happy customers that day.
Yeah.
Because that's a long time to be out. But it also, you realize how reliant we are on our social media
technology
and our technology.
Yeah. So, it's pretty bad.
Exactly.
Kind of scary.
Definitely. Obviously, it is a harder topic to be talking about, but I thought it was really important and this is a good space to put it. But domestic violence against women been definitely a point in the news this year.
Yeah.
We obviously have lost a lot of women to, you know, alleged domestic violence or proven domestic violence. But recently, and I thought this was really just sparked kind of that I think people woke up to, which was 4 women in South Australia were killed allegedly in 1 week.
Wow.
So that's a lot in 1 week. So, you know, it's important. The Prime Minister has just talked about, you know, in a blunt message to men on domestic violence about step up to change the attitudes. I guess the best way we talk about it is, you know, the best way to bring it up is to talk about it in mainstream media. But at the same time, there's obviously, you know, changes to policy and funds. Funding needs to be supported on a political level. So, yeah, it's definitely been a spark and it's well, police and Rotary have just signed up this week for I think it's like 16 days of highlighting domestic violence. White Ribbon Day is obviously a massive thing. So talking about it and ensuring all the women and, you know, and men in our lives are being able to be supported and, you know they can speak up.
Definitely.
To try and eliminate any more deaths in our community.
Yeah. And I think, obviously, as everything, you should have those things in place and the systems in place so you can catch it at the start and not once it's led to something, then start talking about it.
Being aware of these early signs and recognizing definitely. And going, something's actually not right here. Let's step in.
Yeah, exactly. And like, obviously, you know, higher wages for women is obviously going to help with people and women leaving.
Definitely.
We've obviously gotten a lot better, but there's, you know, if four women have died in South Australia in 1 week, then there's obviously something that needs to change. So, hopefully, you know, there's more policies that's changed next year and we'll go from there. You'll be able to recap it next year.
Definitely.
And to finish on a different note again, the Taylor Swift ticket drama that happened. This is a point of passion for me. Because I am a massive Taylor Swift fan and just the struggle for everyone to get tickets, it just really frustrated me with Ticketmaster. I mean, not that we have Ticketmaster here, but just seeing it over in the US where, you know, they brought it to court, where these allegations against Ticketmaster and all the issues with that, and even here in Australia with trying to get tickets for Sydney and Melbourne, I think it's just, thankfully, I got a ticket.
So you can actually just like...
Well, I'm speaking on behalf of those who didn't get tickets. But just the absolute frustration that so many people, you know, sat through. A couple of my friends actually waited in the line. Well, the non-existing line.
That's so funny. How did people get tickets like 20 years ago, by the way?
Has anyone
thought about that?
I've always
wondered that. Anyway.
But yeah, she was in the line. She got through. She had the tickets in her cart and then the page refreshed. Like her time hadn't even run out.
Makes me vomit.
Exactly. Like, her time didn't run out. It just refreshed the page and kicked her out and she didn't get tickets. And she had like four sitting in her basket.
Do you know what?
Was that the Optus outage?
Could you imagine that day though? All the Telstra people got them, but no Optus people got them.
That
did not happen, by the way. But imagine.
I
haven't gotten tickets. And I didn't, you know, try on the first go because I was like, I really do like Taylor Swift, but I don't know how much, like, there's people that are like obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Did you just point at me?
Just obsessed. That was just me using my hands. But I then went and saw the Eras Tour the cinema.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I know.
And so I tried to get the second, you know, in the second lot, but not successful. Yeah. So look, if I don't get tickets for her, go check out the movies because it was awesome. I was really surprised. I was like, what am I watching? A concert at the cinema. It was really good. So, yeah.
Have you seen it, Leela?
I have not. And I've also not tried to get a ticket. I'm in the 50% that's not a fan.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm not a fan, but I'm just not going to go out of my way to. Do you know what I mean? Okay. But if I happen to be in Sydney, I'll stand outside the stadium.
Yeah. Generally, it's so hard to get tickets these days for anything.
For anything, honestly. Yeah.
Like, it's a stressful experience.
It's more stressful than getting grades back from university.
They just automatically come if you want them or not.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to worry about them.
And even if you go, like, what are the tips? No one has tips. It's literally luck.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any. Yeah. So you can talk about this.
That's my issue, where there's no line. It's just a random selection, which I think is, like, I can understand it, but at the same time, it annoys me.
Yeah. Well, this is probably where we need the backup. So you have three computers going at the same time, and
but
then
apparently
you just
that's not the way to go.
Really?
Like, it's too much happening.
That's the thing, because I was thinking about that. That's what I thought. Because if I have, like, you know, three devices open, then at the same, yes, I'm increasing my chances, but at the same time, I'm decreasing my chances because I'm adding to the amount of people there.
Oh, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
And then the network, maybe one of the computers isn't getting enough Wi-Fi than the other. Yeah, there's actually no trick. So
no concerts.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
That's basically next year. Yeah. Oh, no. Actually, lie. Nope. I'm going to Pink next year.
Nice.
Yep.
That's very cool.
So that's
wonderful.
Yeah. CMC.
Well, I think
CMC's back next year.
Yeah.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Wow. Okay. I looked at that as well.
Yeah.
I did think.
So Maddie's probably going to go.
There you go.
Well, that's our wrap of the top 12 news stories of 2023, and we can't wait to see what 2024 will bring.
Tune in tomorrow as we explore the top hour stories covered by UC Journalists of 2023.
Let us know what you think on our socials at the owl_UC.